great explosions mark the hours, never late.
Lockport Legend, Volume 3, Episode 1. Holy shit, we're back. The power of friendship prevails. The end of one crew. Previously on Blades in the Dark, the crew raced to the top of the tower at Teacheros. They had to stop the real Captain FitzClyde from using the Black Harp to control the Demon Kingdom and take over the world. A fight broke out at the top of the tower. Dee Dee and Tawny were held captive. Squitch shot several ghosts, but eventually was gut-chucked in the stomach and started puking. Patches, who was revealed to have mutinied the captain earlier and stolen his name and coat, got into a rapier deal with FitzClyde. He did a sick backflip, but then got punched in the stomach and started puking. Chuckles, who had made the speakers for the captain, remembered he had rigged them to explode. At the right moment, he set off the speaker, knocking FitzClyde onto his back and ending the fight. Co-captains for life. As he lay dying, FitzClyde gave the kahuna wave to Patches. He willed his ukulele to Chuckles, and he gave nothing to Squish because he died. The captain, not Squish. In a moment that some might call poor-sighted, the crew commanded Neelix to toss the very powerful harp to the ground below them. Instead of shattering, the harp disappeared, a mystery to shelve for another episode. Back aboard the ship, the Junkfort boys, now co-captains of the Kahuna Wave, had decided to make towards Lockport, a city near Duskval, their old home. They have to return Neelix to a shadowy figure and determine their next steps. As a final surprise, Captain FitzClyde showed up as Ghost back on his ship, finally becoming the real Ghost Captain. What awaits the crew in Lockport? What does the shadowy figure want with Neelix? Will the harp reappear and cause more problems? What if Chuckles' girlfriend, Lady Highhill? Will the crew manage to blow up something else this season? Yeah, probably, if not at the end of the first episode. Also, Canva doesn't spell check, so I'm very sorry. I will make that better next time.
Thank you.
Are we 100% sure that that's his girlfriend?
I'm yes. Glad that you acknowledge that she is my lover. My lover. Well,
she sent you,
which is also not true.
So when she realized that Chuckles was illiterate, she did send him a very heartfelt pictogram message.
Touching he deciphered. Her bird butt.
Yeah, to reveal that she is in love with him.
Thought that was the dream.
When
she turned into like that
her diary, her bird diary.
Yeah, that bird monster.
Yeah, the bird monster. Yeah, no, she's been sending Chuckles some messages.
Nice.
Via bird. But
I can't wait to develop that arc.
quick run through of just where you guys are and what's been going on. Oops. All right, that's not it. Okay.
Is that Chuckles' room?
All right, hold on. That is. No, that's not what I intended.
It's not messy enough.
So this is the main deck. I'll go through the different levels of the ship, but this is the main deck where you guys spend most of your time if you're not in your own individual rooms. We'll take a look at the outline here. Why does it keep going to the laboratory? Laboratory. Here's kind of a top-down view if you scroll out. So you've got the main deck right on the top. Towards the front section of the ship. Sorry, I'm not up to date on my nautical terms. I believe it's
the bow.
Front of the ship. The bow. There is a room with the captain's quarters. Here. It's a very nice homely room. It is the nicest room on the ship. It's very lovely.
It also locks.
It also locks. Then if we go back to the ship.
What the hell is that, Andy?
Somehow have lost my ship. Oh, your little ships.
It's just water.
Oh.
Sorry, individual.
So we're sailing to Lockport.
That sounds very exciting.
There we go.
Although
go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say we're sailing to Lockport. Although I'm not sure we all voted on it. I think we were just tired. And
after the
opinionated.
After the fight, so before you guys had begun the fight, we did have a moment where a shadowy figure had shown up and demanded of Patches that he returns Neelix back to the people who requested him. And Patches revealed that he has been conscripted to steal Neelix from Captain FitzClyde and return him to a shadowy cabal back in Lockport. And you guys were just so tired and fed up with everything. You're like, yeah, fine, we'll go back to Lockport. Okay, so we have the main deck. Then you have the quarter deck, which has got some crew's quarters on here. So these are immediately under the ship, right below, like, the kind of the first level. So the bedrooms are here. Also, the kitchen is here. Oops.
In the quarter deck?
In the quarter deck,
the dining room.
No, if you look on the lower deck in the bottom left corner, it looks like there's a...
The kitchen is underneath the dining room?
Yeah. So the quarter deck has, like, the captain's dining area. It also has some bedrooms. Lower deck is where you are keeping your storage and where there are other bedrooms. Guns are also located on here. You have most of your artillery is here on the lower deck. And then you have the hold, which is just a large cargo space. I think, Chuckles, you've made your strange nest area in an area on the lower deck.
Why do you call it a nest? Is it because of the debris? All the debris?
Yeah, it looks like a rat's nest if a rat was Chuckles' size.
That's kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah. The galley is also, I believe, on the lower deck. Like, the dining room is the captain's dining is higher than in the quarter deck, but the actual galley itself, like where you do the cooking.
Boy, I see some fights brewing over that.
Yeah. Couple of other notes. So let's talk about who's on the ship. We have you three, of course. You also have Tawny, who you have kidnapped / created as an intern, an unpaid intern. He is getting his internship. Our faithful nurse, yes, exactly. You also have Dee Dee, our beloved non-binary chimp, who is a companion to Squish. You guys have a special bond where you can command her through your bond. We also have, amongst your ghosts patches, you have two currently bottled. And you have Hotman, the Hotman demon, who was in recovery for blowing things up, but has since made a downturn and is continuing to blow things up. When
he relapsed?
He did. As you said, would you give cocaine to a cocaine addict? And you guys did. You told him to start blowing stuff up.
I believe what Patches said was
made of cocaine.
Oh, yeah, that was handy.
Yeah.
Well, I think we gave him cocaine.
Yeah. And then the final element here on your ship, you do have a full crew complement of ghosts. Ghosts have always been piloting the crew or piling the ship, doing the large bulk of the actual work to make the ship, you know, functional. And you have Captain FitzClyde, who once was living, is now dead. You guys successfully killed him in the last episode.
Yeah,
and he is.
I would like to approach him.
You'd like to approach him? Sure. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if now is appropriate.
Can you turn your microphone up?
Sure.
Sorry, you're just a little faint.
Yeah, we'll do that in just a second. You guys will have some free time here. But yes, so Captain FitzClyde, he is bonded to the ship. This is kind of, I guess, important. He can't physically leave the ship. He's not a ghost you can catch. I mean, you can put him in your bottle, but he is spiritually bound to the ship. So that's kind of where he is.
Well, we really I guess the other side of that is
what
we can't get rid of him.
No. I mean, I guess you could try to like exorcise him if you really wanted to. But yes, he is bonded to the ship, and that's kind of where he is. And the crew seems to listen to him. The crew will also listen to you. They're ghosts, and they're not like super communicative, but in general, they will listen to anything the captain says.
The co-captains?
Captain Fitzclyde. I don't know if you consider him part of the co-captain crew. You guys did decide to be co-captains towards the end of the season last year.
Are we going to consider him part of the co-captains, guys?
What? And so the ghosts answer to him and he answers to us?
Sure. Yes.
Sure.
He can.
I say let's make him assistant to the co-captains.
I say let's exercise him.
Like all ghosts, he has some level of autonomy. If you were to do something that he did not want to do, he probably would have to be like forced to do it. But, you know, he is rather amiable. He's also a little crazy, but pretty amiable as well. Or he was.
So he's softened.
I don't know. Things might have changed.
If I sprinkle holy water on it, will it hurt him?
Does Jesus Christ exist in this world?
He's not a demon. So it would not hurt him like it might something else.
Well, because I know I drink it to get a buzz.
Right.
That's true.
So I thought maybe if I sprinkled it on him, it would like hurt a little bit.
But he poses no threat to us anymore. So,
well, no, it's like more of a, if you don't do what we say, I'm just going to throw holy water on you and it's going to hurt.
If he was a real person, this would be acid.
Exactly. Except he's a ghost and maybe holy water.
Any other questions about the ship or what's been going on?
I feel like we're on a long road trip. Right? We started at the beginning in the middle of a road trip.
Yes. So you guys have been what seems like floating for like it seems like a year and a couple of months at this point, but it's only been a few weeks. You have been at sea for a while. You're very used to being at sea at this point. So what I'm saying is you guys aren't suffering any like motion sickness. You've had relatively with the help of Captain Fitzclyde, who turns out is actually a competent captain when it comes to actually navigating a ship. You haven't run into the sort of issues that you've had before. You're not running into leviathans or storms or things like that. It has been generally a very calm voyage, which is a nice respite from the fact that you guys spent the last kind of how many months you were at sea just
flailing.
One issue after another. Flailing, yeah.
One might say.
Having said that, boredom has start to set in. After you have recovered from your wounds, you have kind of gotten bored on the ship. So you're spending a lot of time above deck. With that being said, we do have a few housekeeping things to just address before we really jump in here. First off, if you have any stress or trauma, you can clear those out. Tawny has been very good at cleaning you guys up and giving you all the healing. You spent some time in bed. So any effects that you have too, like soft, I know Tiger, you or Chuckles, you had soft. You are no longer that. You are relatively healthy at this point. If you had any pre-existing conditions, you still have those, like eczema.
Yeah, I have
I have vomit gut punch.
Yeah, like that's cured.
Can I say I would like to hear some of yours because I'm sure they're amusing. Mine, I have love butt bruise. So I guess that is healed. Level 2 love concussion, and then backslapped. So get rid of that. I'm gonna cure my stress.
Wow! Wow, you really got messed up.
Yeah, I was really brave. Oh, and I'm not soft, you said.
The other thing you'll need to clean out as well is any healing that you may have started. You guys are basically just starting with a fresh slate here. I'm not going to, you know, if you got level 1, like started your healing clock, you can
just
clean
zero.
That out.
Okay.
Yeah. other things that you have, three ability points that you can assign to either one of your skills, or you can add an ability. You don't have to add that now if you don't want to. I know that you might want to look through that, but you have 3 points to add. You're also going to clean out your ability tracker.
Okay. Yeah, mine was all red, so I'm going to get rid of that. Okay.
Yeah. While you guys kind of look through, you know, think about whether you want to add an extra point to your ability or to your skills, or if you want to add an extra ability. I am going to do just some quick mentions about your group, your gang that you are part of. Where'd that go? The Ball Blasters. So because you now have a ship that is mostly under your control, you've gone from like having a weak headquarters to a strong headquarters. I'm not spoiling this by saying this is kind of your new headquarters. When you guys go to Lockport, you will still have access to the ship. So it's a strong headquarters. Also, it's pirated by crewed by a ghost ship, you know, coast crew. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, your crew can get taken hostage very well. And then you also, what are you doing here? Also get 2 bonuses as a crew together. I'll send those later in the chat, like your options. You guys can talk about them next time. I'm not going to make us sit here and think about if you wanted to get what exactly you want to get, but just so you guys are aware of that
too. Oh, we should turn it into a gambling den.
Can you repeat all the points that we got again? I'm sorry. I'm trying to write it down.
So you get 3 points. So you can either upgrade one of your skills. That would be things like your insight, your prowess skills, your resolve skills, if you want to increase one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can add an ability. If you go to the plus button, you can see the abilities you have underneath your specific class.
Okay. Thank you.
I know we had something so we can read what they were.
Yeah, so the new version of Foundry, if you click on abilities and then you hover over the name in of them, it'll show you what they're about.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh. Add ability or upgrade skill, basically. Okay.
Yeah. So if you wanted to add a new ability, and I would say too, I know you all have specific classes. You could pick something from a different class if you found something really exciting. Also, you don't need to give me an answer today. I know, Brandon, you like to take a look at them, so that's totally fine.
Yeah, prefer not to get bogged down on that. So I might like to think about it too.
Yeah, no, totally fine. Just once you've decided, just let me know next time we meet, just so I can keep track of that, so I'm aware of it too. Any other questions about some housekeeping things? No?
Okay. I don't think so.
So, like I said, you guys have started getting bored, and so you've kind of migrated to the deck. Most of your days are spent on the top deck. Following your specific pursuits, you all have different vices. So Patches is drinking and reading books. So you've been kind of leafing through whatever the captain had left over in his quarters, any of his books. So you can often be found on there having a nice glass of Chardonnay or Shiraz or whatever you've managed to like find in the
room. Whatever you find in your wooden leg.
Squish, you've been spending a lot of time in the mess hall, in the galley, trying different dishes. You are somewhat limited with what you can catch. You've been making a few stops here and there at different islands to get supplies, but you have overall just been kind of experimenting. Chuckles, you have been busy at work trying to learn how to read, and you have upgraded your reading to kind of a basic picture book level. So things like our equivalent of like Dr. Seuss or, you know, very simple books are now within your understanding. So you can definitely do things like that. But you've also been kind of tinkering as you enjoy doing, where you can, you know, find things on the ship and make fun little gadgets or things that sometimes explode up in your face. Occasionally they will find you with just like soot clearly just like on your face from some failed experiment.
I have a question. Is it possible or does it make sense that I have a pen pal?
Yeah, in fact, I was going to get to that. So you have been communicating with Lady High Hill. She somehow has this ability where she's able to, and perhaps it was because she mind freaked at you as a bird, but she's been sending you pigeon correspondence.
Nice.
So every couple of days or so, you will get a pigeon will land on deck with a little thing tied to its ankle. And when you open it, you're able to read it. Again, it's very, very simple. It's like Chuckles, I love you.
And it takes me two weeks to see what she's writing.
And to also formulate your own. When you write back, it's like very scrawl, like very jagged, sort of like crayon type writing.
Like hieroglyphics.
You do have a pen pal. And so that's where we find you one summer evening. The three of you are enjoying the last little bits of sunlight before you go lay down for the night on the top of the ship. Captain FitzClyde is behind the helm. That's where you find him mostly. He is a ghost. He can move about the ship freely, but he tends to spend most of his time when he is visible at the helm, at the ship's wheel. And he looks out and he goes, ah, boys, smell that fresh sea air. I don't think I could ever get sick of it.
Can you still smell as a ghost?
You know what's funny? I absolutely can, but I also don't smell as a ghost. Look at this. No B.O. As you might remember, the captain was a very stinky man.
For some ghost, reason you were very specific about how smelly.
We're still trying to clean it out of your room.
Yeah.
What you been going in my room for? Have you ever decided who's taken that?
Not you.
Well, you know,
and I think we should give it to Dee Dee. It will smell better.
And I do think it might be the only thing we can agree on, because I agree that, you know, Patches shouldn't have it.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, and I agree that you shouldn't have it.
Agree a little bit less?
I disagree that I shouldn't have it.
You're the one that said it.
No, I mean, I should have it, but I don't know. I haven't gotten many votes to let Chuckles have the master bed.
No. No, you do a lot of waffle stomping.
So I think as a compromise, I think we can all vote for Dee Dee.
I say all three of us take it.
What is it, a waterbed?
Bunk beds.
Oh, we'll just throw out the king size bed and then bring in hammocks.
No, we'll cut it into threes.
Oh, and then we'll stack it.
Yeah.
And Dee Dee can continue to sleep outside like the animal she is.
Well, isn't she our lookout?
Dee Dee does tend to sleep in the lookout in the crow's nest, which is, you know, on the mast,
the monkey
very
nest.
High up. The monkey nest, yes, as it's been recalled.
Ape renamed. Nest.
It's now the ape nest.
Ape nest.
Upon hearing her name, Dee Dee kind Dee Dee. Of scurries.
Captain Dee Dee.
Captain Dee Dee. Co-Captain,
Co-Captain
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee scurries down from the, she looks over from her crow's neck and goes, ooh, ooh.
Squish, what the hell is she talking about?
She just heard her name and got a little excited.
Oh, is she having Nick fit?
Maybe. I only gave her one carton of cigarettes. So, and that was about 2 days ago. So, yeah, probably.
Dee Dee, like, pulls from her pocket the single carton of cigarettes that she has. When she lifts it up, there's only, like, okay, guys, how many cigarettes come in a pack? Like, what, 12?
20.
So she's got 10 left. How can you tell I've never smoked? She's got 10 left. And she kind of like looks at them sadly. Oh. And then carefully folds it back over and sticks it back into her little sweater pocket.
That's all you're getting until we get to the next island.
You really need to cut down. You've been wheezing.
Every time you go from rope to rope up there, you just hear the wheeze.
They're just wheezing.
I think she's gonna smoke more.
And it is adorable, but probably not good.
Fitz Clyde is kind of sniffing the air, and he goes, "You know what, boys? I think it's finally time. Hold on, let me just put the handbrake on the boat." And he pulls this lever, which initiates the anchor, and you guys drop anchor. And the boat kind of comes to a standstill.
I told you we could stop.
I think it's time we've had a very important conversation. I've been waiting until, you know, you all were heated about this. You know,
it's the sex talk. Over. Chuckles, come on up.
No, I know about sex.
No.
I got something important to bring up with you,
someday,
Captain.
Someday I will.
Or Fitz Clyde. Can't call you Captain anymore.
Well, I was a captain in life, and yeah, I'm a captain in death. So.
No, you're Fitz Clyde now. You're lucky I don't call you Fitzy.
You're Slimer now.
Slimer?
You're a cabin boy.
Cabin ghost.
This all seems a little rough, I gotta say.
Yeah, well, we have fun around here. We're a little wacky.
He has changed form slightly since his demise. He no longer wears the red frock coat. He is relatively kind of like just generally green and see-through. He looks much like he does. So he still has, you know, the coat. He still has, you know, his hat, his tricorder hat. He still has his big boots. Obviously, this shows him in his ghostly figure.
Like the Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman. But he looks like his old self, just ghostly. And it's not because I accidentally deleted his image and couldn't find it again that I've uploaded a new one. That never would happen to me. But he is a ghost. He goes, no, we can address all your concerns in just a moment. Perhaps we'll go first. Squish, you said you've had a problem.
Yeah. You know, before you died, you gave the other two something, and you didn't give me anything.
Oh, my God. Are you going to bring this up again?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We murdered him.
Yeah, he's dead.
And you guys got something for it, and I didn't.
Well, that's because he tussled our hair. You never got to get a hair. You never got a hair tussling.
What? Yeah, you know. He gave me a ukulele. What the fuck am I going to do with that?
Play it for your.
And he gave me the shit that I had to share.
Right. So there's what you would call backhanded gifts.
Yeah.
So you're lucky you didn't get one.
Gift is nothing.
Here, you want a ukulele? Here, have a ukulele.
No, I don't want no goddamn ukulele. What am I going to do with that?
What am I going to do with it?
Play it for your girlfriend.
She is not here, and you know that.
Learning how to read.
Ouch. You're not supposed to know about that. I'm doing it in secret.
And we're surrounded by nothing but ghosts and gossips.
We really should not be sharing a room.
These ghosts have had nothing to talk about for so long, and now they got three people on board. Four, if you include Tawny, but I don't.
It's been a long gossip. Cruise.
So do I get something or not?
Well, I didn't have anything quite on me. You know, it was actually rather convenient that I died when I did, because I actually, you know, didn't have something to give you. But you're absolutely right. Next time we get to port, I'll think of something real nice to give you.
Next time I die.
Next, in the meantime, and he comes over. Squish, are you wearing your hat?
Yeah.
He takes the hat off, gently off your head, and he extends his ghostly arm, and he gives you a little hair tousle.
Oh, my God.
I don't believe you have hair. You have horns.
Boy, he just gives that out like nothing, he says.
Yeah.
But
I thought I was special.
It is equally parts comforting. It does feel like, you know, a mentor who has just given you a seal of approval. Also, it's ghostly, so it tingles a little bit when he does that for you. But he goes, well, think of something, because you're absolutely right. I gave Patches my ship, and I gave Chuckles my beloved ukulele, which I certainly hope picks up and plays. Could it have magical abilities? Probably not, but it could. I don't know. Well, it doesn't, actually.
Yeah, jeez. Thank you for giving me something else to learn.
You can tinker different things into it.
Can I tinker it into a better instrument?
Probably,
like what,
yeah.
A theremin?
Like a guitar? Yeah, like the theremin? Or...
Did anyone have anything else else to mention before I got to my point? The reason I called this staff meeting here.
Who told you could call a meeting? You're the intern now.
Hey, just let's hear him out. He's been driving the boat. I mean, what?
Without issue, I shall say.
Right,
you know,
or complaining.
You know what you're doing. These seas are not that dangerous. I know people said they are, but they're actually not.
We've really just been laying around.
Really sunbathing. You got a nice tan.
And what else were we doing? We could listen to him have a staff meeting. And then, you know, we don't have to listen.
Boys, the reason I've called this meeting is for something quite important. You know, when I had this ship, I called it the Kahuna Wave. And that meant something to me. It was important. It meant something. But now that it's your ship, I think we should give her a new name.
The what? The Kahuna Dave.
We would only have to change one letter.
On this, yeah, who wants to hang off the side of a ship and paint the letter on?
Sounds like
what
a
about
job.
What about the pizza slut?
The pizza slut?
No takers.
Where did that come from?
Oh, it's just what they call a callback across campaigns. But, I don't know. Well, why should we say, why do you want us to change the name? It seems awfully minor.
Isn't it bad luck to change the name?
Is this what you call a meeting for?
Yeah.
Meeting adjourned.
I think because you're starting a new journey together as co-captains, it's time to give the ship a new name. It wasn't the Kahuna Wave when I got it.
Wait, you gave it the name Kahuna Wave?
What was it before?
Yeah, I gave it the name Kahuna Wave.
Yeah, what was
the
it before?
The Little Skipper. The Little Skipper.
Let's go back to the Little Skipper.
That's a little...
No, a ship can't have the same name twice.
The Little Skipper 2.
How about the Minnow? That's another reference for all you old heads out there.
Ooh, a fish.
Well, fishes are usually in the water, I guess, rather than sitting on top of it. Probably a bad omen.
So are leviathans.
Yeah.
We can call it the Leviathan.
We can call it the Lady High Hill.
No.
What?
No.
This is the most beautiful name I could think of.
Yeah, you might as well name it Jenny 5.
All right. Or Jenny 6.
Jenny 6. It's another reference for you old heads.
Is that from Gilligan's Island too?
The re-Gilligan in?
The Jenny?
This time he's
Jenny
back
6.
For vengeance.
What's the one from Jaws called?
Didn't you have a ship or something that you loved before? That you gave it a beautiful name?
Lady High Hill.
The Garbarge?
Oh, yes. The Garbarge.
Oh, the Junk Fort. We can call it the Junk Boat. Or the Garbarge. It's not really a barge, though. Garboat.
Garboat.
Why is this necessary?
Are we going undercover? Well,
are we going? Yeah, are we going undercover? Is this ship? Is this ship? Is this ship hot? Did you give me a hot ship?
Yeah.
Did you steal my ship from me?
Okay, well, if I did, then could you really have given it to me then?
Hmm. It's got you there. So we just need to give it a weird name so people don't know what it is.
I was trying to avoid this, but when you get into Lockport, right, it's a port, and you're going to have to deal with port authority, and you're going to have to give the ship a name. And if you give her the name, oh, it's the Kahuna Wave, and they know it's my old ship, and they see you blackguards on it, they're going to know something's up. Also, I was a ghost pirate. I wasn't very nice. So I would, of course, you know, be well known to people, including those in Lockport.
Well, they'd be happy that you were dead.
Well, I'm not sure why you were hiding that part. Why didn't you just come out and say that? I mean, we love being in on a heist. We like, you know, we like being tricksy.
Maybe this would be a good chance as a group to maybe have some team building or some team bonding.
Is there any more? You're the intern. What are you doing giving advice?
All right, settle down. We know that you have a lot of unresolved business.
He's calling meetings when he's been demoted.
Demoted? I mean, I'm still captaining the ship. I'm the captain here.
You're chauffeuring the ship. Okay, there's a big difference.
You are co-captains, and I am still a captain.
You're not officially. You're demoted. You're corporal now.
Lieutenant.
He does bring up a point. You know, I mean, I'm not sure about the.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, you know, this boat will be known when it comes in. If we say Kahuna Wave and they look it up, I'm not sure about the team building aspect of coming up with a name because it's not really our, you know, MO. To come together on anything.
Yeah, that was a mistake on my part. I should have just picked a name from a bloody hat.
You should have never had faith in us. You can have faith in me. So you can tussle my hair whenever you want. But
you know, they say people become ghosts when they have unfinished business. Maybe I will finally pass along when all of you work as a goddamn team for once.
See, we could finally be rid of them if only we work together.
Only if you had worked together on this. Well, the moment's passed. You put whatever name on the side of the boat that you want. I just thought this would be a nice little thing.
I don't know. We decided on Kahuna Wave a long time ago, so we wouldn't have to ever talk about it again. So, and it was a blessing. So
I'm still saying Kahuna Dave and give it the D.
Excuse me? I mean, yeah, we can call it the Dave.
I think maybe
Kahuna would be, maybe we should lose Kahuna. We could just call it.
So it's just the Dave?
The Big Dave.
The Dave Wave?
So, yeah, the Wave of Dave.
The Wave of Dave.
Squish, do you have anybody you want to name it after? We can just jam that on the end.
How about the K Wave? We can just X out the rest of the letters.
Yeah,
it shows up and it just says the Una part is just X'd out.
Yeah, just says Dave.
Just says Dave.
Dave, and it has. We can change the, you know, the, what do they call it on the front with the big tits?
Make it look like our friend Dave.
Yeah, with tits.
The masthead.
The masthead. Yeah.
Dave would love to be a masthead with tits.
Yep.
So is it decided then? This ship has now been christened the Dave?
Yeah, but that's only because we three captains are thinking about it, not because you said anything. Being a captain is death to you part.
Squish.
Are you all in agreement? Patches.
We didn't marry you.
Being a captain is being married.
I mean, you're coming in awfully hot, if I may say.
Oh, I'm hot. I'm steaming.
Oh yeah. Squish.
What if we call it like the Lazy Dave?
the lazy Dave.
Why? Because Dave is a blue collar?
I don't know.
Dave isn't even real in this universe. How about the crazy Dave?
What about the cuddly crab?
I changed my mind. I want to be the cuddly crab.
I'm good for the cuddly crab.
Patches, can we be the cuddly crab?
Right.
Your Patches.
Go for Patches.
Sure, all right.
So you're all in agreement. You all prefer the cuddly the cuddly crab.
Yeah, but it's both spelled with K.
Of course. For quirkiness.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I can
Squish, you agree?
Yeah.
Patches, you're in on it?
Sure.
Chuckles?
What? Yeah, go for Chuckles.
As soon as you say go for Chuckles, all of a sudden the captain lifts up his hand and Knight just immediately falls, just like a blackness. All of a sudden you see there's just green light emanating from around the ship, and the ghost crew in its entirety has come out and they're all on board and they're all waving their hands in the air and they're all chanting, cuddly crap, cuddly crap, cuddly crap, cuddly crap. Cuddly crap, cuddly crap. And they chant louder and louder and louder. And then yes. Just as soon as it began, it ends. And you're back on board at sunset. And one of you, Patches, you look, you kind of put your head over the side of the boat and you look along the side. And cuddly crab is written in beautiful hand letters.
Pink.
It's a little, is Dave still our masthead?
Yes, your masthead is a Latino man with large breasts.
Yes.
He'll love that.
Did Chuckles have to carve it?
He didn't have to.
I feel like he would
it was
really
post-carved, enjoy but Chuckles it. Can't stay away from it.
It magically appeared. Nobody carved it. Well, the captain, thus satisfied for the moment, fades into the distance as the sun finally sets on the horizon. But you can still sense that he's there. The captain is always at the wheel, always at the helm, ready to save his ship when necessary. But the lights go down. You guys kind of go below deck to kind of begin your evening activities. Does anybody have anything they'd like to get done before you head off for bed?
Can I talk to Patches? Can I approach the Patches?
Are you asking me for permission to approach?
I mean, I'm asking for your consent. Yeah. Do you consent for me to approach the Patches?
I consent to your approach. I'm just hanging out by the wheel, I guess, you know?
Oh, yeah, and I do, ooh, hold on. There we go. I do want to mention, too, you guys can at any point take control of the ship and steer it however you will. It's not like you have to wrestle control of the wheel. So, Patches, if you're at the wheel, it's nighttime. You're navigating by the stars.
Oh, I thought it was more like
chauffeur to bed.
I thought it was more like the steering wheel they put at like the ends of like shopping carts that don't really do anything.
No. Maybe, but no.
Let's just put it this way. You haven't crashed yet, which is a lot for what the last time you piloted.
Yeah. Patches.
Yeah.
I think you ought to take it a little bit easier on the captain. We've already vanquished him, and, we won.
So, he's still calling meetings and shit. He talked to us about the kitchen the other day and how we have to start labeling our food now.
But that's just common sense stuff.
I know it is. Why does we have to have a talk about it?
Well, because you weren't labeling it before, and then we ate all of that expired food. Remember how sick we got? We share a room. It was disgusting.
He had a seminar on teamwork the other day.
I just think we ought to make the best of it. Yeah, well, you know, we're not really doing anything else. It sort of breaks up the time.
Listen, he is my arch nemesis, and in death, in life, and
you basically turned your arch nemesis into a cat. Well, we tried that, and he floated right through it. I wouldn't mind
if he just fucking drove the damn thing, but he keeps trying to have meetings, and you know, improving our morale.
Ironic. Well, is that I'm all just you saying. Wanted? No, I'm just saying we should go along to get along. He's getting us to Lockport, and it has been nice to basically fuck off this whole time. That's been relaxing and boring.
You want me to take it easy on Captain FitzClyde?
Maybe just humor him because he can't do anything to us anymore. So we can just let him think whatever he wants.
Okay. Well,
just
denied.
I'm going to throw you in the brig.
I'd like to see you try, little man.
All right. I'm leaving. I'm extracting myself from the situation. That's something I learned from the captain. He said, if you find yourself, you know, emotional, you need to extract yourself from the situation. Maybe you would know that if you listened during the seminar.
I don't remember telling you that.
You're
talking about the other captain. There's too many captains on the ship right now. We got four of them.
It was your idea that we all became captains. That was a dumb idea.
I didn't want him to be captain. I wanted him to be dead.
He's dead. You won. Good job.
He's still around annoying me.
Then we need to get a new ship.
We need to get rid of him. Well, let's exorcise him.
Then we have to drive the ship ourselves.
I could drive the ship.
You cannot drive the ship.
I've had 3 months of learning. I've been watching him.
All right. Well,
don't let's trust table him. This he's, for just later. Because he's a ghost doesn't mean he's not. He is not out for himself. Still,
he is out for himself, but he's stuck on the boat. All we have to do is get off the boat, and then he can't do anything to us anymore.
Yeah, but then I still don't want him on my boat. Our boat.
Then we'll have to get a new boat. Put that on the list. Like the captain says, keep a list. He's taught me a lot. I'm just saying, you can learn a thing or two.
I hate him so much.
You're not. All right.
I hate so many things about the choices he's made.
Well, I will say we are close to Lockport, which is what we wanted to do.
I was going the right way. East, right?
East.
All right. Towards the setting sun.
Well, great talk.
Good talk, lad.
I'll see you later.
Tell Captain FitzClyde to fuck off for me.
I'm not going to do that.
As you depart, Patches, in the distance, you know, kind of hovering above the wheel where you can't see him, FitzClyde is there watching the exchange, and a single tear runs down his eyes, seeing the discord between the two of you.
Yeah, because he's been trying to build our team.
Patches, you're standing there. You're grumbling about this exchange you've just had. When Neelix pops beside you, materializes into presence, and he goes, "I've noticed you've been quite ornery these past few months, sir."
Fussy, one
I thought you'd
say.
Be feeling better.
Well, you know, it was going all well and good for the first 10 minutes while Captain FitzClyde was dead. And then he came back. Turns out he had some kind of unfinished business of captaining the ship. So, you know, it's not great when your ex-boss just decides he's not going to leave after being fired and still acts like your ex-boss.
He's and, like the boss that retires and keeps showing up to work just to hang out with the staff.
Yeah, exactly. And it's worse because he keeps trying to, he's turning them all against me. And not only that, go ahead. Sorry, keep it now.
Are you sure you're just not anxious about us, our approach to Lockport, sir? Have you decided what you're going to do?
No, I haven't. And thankfully, FitzClyde hasn't really noticed that, you know, we've been taking our time getting to Lockport. So, you know, because
seemed like a long time, hasn't it?
It does. It seems like it's been a year and a day, if that. But no, I've had a long time to hang out. You've been my longest and oldest ghost friend. I don't know if I want to hand you over to, you know who.
Do you know who, sir?
Not off the top of my head. My head still hurts.
Well, I don't quite know either. I'm not really privy onto your plan, sir.
There was a group of them. They wanted you and they wanted the harp. They promised me the ship, but they also didn't promise me that they put the captain on there.
Well, I hope the next few days before we get to to Lockport, you can make up a plan. I know you're very good at that, sir.
Yeah, and I hope you know we've learned and we've grown together, and what out of character is he wearing like his butler uniform, or is he?
So as in the last season, Neelix has begun experimenting. I believe you asked him to dress up like a woman once, and he's kind of taken it and gone with it. So amongst his repertoire of clothing, he did dress up as Marie Antoinette for a while.
Which was very hot.
He had a 1950s style kind of ball gown. Right now, he just seems to be wearing kind of like a poodle skirt. You know, like little like tight striped sweater and then like a poodle skirt that like bumps out. Nobody mentions it. Nobody really says anything and he never brings it up. So as long as you guys don't say anything, if you ask him, he'll put his butler's uniform back on. He's not opposed to it, but this is kind of his off time.
So we're an accepting crew, all creeds.
Right. Well, sir, I hope you can come up with a good plan of what we're going to do when we reach Lockport, because so far you're the only one who knows what this shadowy cabal even looks like. As you know, I'm a ghost. I've been dead for quite a long time. So.
Yeah. How long have you been dead?
Quite a long time.
Yeah. Do you remember how you died?
Nope. Violently.
Violently. Oh my goodness.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not looking forward to it because I don't want to break the crew up. Even though we're discordant right now, these are all the guys I have. And, don't want to lose that or the ship. Are you sure we couldn't just give them Captain FitzClyde instead of you, buddy?
Maybe you should tell them that, sir.
What?
How much they mean to you.
They just want to talk to me about how great the old captain is.
Neelix kind of sighs like this is a conversation. We don't
mean
guys
much
had
to you.
What?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. He just said, tell him how much we mean to you. And you just said that you hate us.
I didn't say that.
Basically.
Neelix sighs. This is a conversation that you've had multiple times now at this point about your resistance to accept the captain's teachings and the friction it's caused. And he just kind of gives a little sigh. Well, we always have each other. Right, sir?
Right, Neelix. Neela, what do we call you now?
Just Neelix. That's
Neelix
my name.
Neelix is fine. Well, yeah, exactly. And make sure you check. You want to go check on the other crew for me?
Of course, sir. Neelix kind of goes below deck where he finds you, Squish. What have you been doing below deck?
Oh, on below deck? I was going to say I was in the the ape's nest. I was just fishing off the side of it.
So you're up at the in the crow's nest, in the ape's nest. And you and Dee Dee are there, fishing with very, very long lines because again, this is the top of the mast.
Yes.
and you're fishing out there, and Dee Dee is beside you. And Dee Dee, again, you have a bond. Dee Dee doesn't speak English in the way that you and I might, but she does have ideas and thoughts that are you feel and you understand. So what you can tell is that Dee Dee is content. She's comfortable. She enjoys spending this time with you. But you can tell she's a little anxious. And she's a little anxious about what's coming next. Ook?
Yeah, I know, Dee Dee. I don't know what's coming either. But I just didn't want to be down there with those two arguing about something so trivial. It was just, it was hard to listen to.
Dee Dee agrees. She also, it's why she spends a lot of time in the crow's nest, is because she gets a lot of, you know, chimps are group animals. I was going to say pack animals. That's not quite right. They do live in a group. But she's noticed there's been a lot of friction down below as well. But she kind of gives you, like, you know, she holds up her, you know, chimp hand and pats you a little bit on the back, you know, trying to be a little conciliatory. She forms a question in her head, and what it comes out to is basically like, what is Lockport?
It's just another big city, as far as I know of. We got to drop off Neelix for some reason. I haven't really gotten to the reasoning for that yet. But good news, I got a hair tussle. Well, a head tussle, horn tussle, but...
horn.
Oh, yeah. That,
horn tussle.
That didn't sound right. So that's good. I'm finally part of that crew. And then I give Dee Dee a hair tussle, too.
Oh, Dee Dee just warms up by this. She loves the hair tussle. But when you mention, like, a city, so she starts forming visions in her mind of, like, what she knows of the city. She was originally from Duskaval, like you guys. So she's been in a city before, and images pass through her mind, images of the tall buildings, the dark, the grime. But and also, for a moment, you see that she thinks of the Golden Plum, your restaurant that you had back in Duskaval, and she kind of holds on to that image for a second, asking you about, like, do you miss that? Do you miss your restaurant?
Yeah, I do. It was a simpler time. It was definitely that. I didn't have to get used to waves. I'm sure that's a new feeling for both of us. But, you know, it was also kind of boring. So I'm glad we're doing this. At least I'm glad I'm doing this. I don't know about you or what kind of life you had in the past. You'll have to tell me about that one day.
Yeah, she kind of like, quickly, like, goes through some of the stuff that she remembers. It's not pleasant to her, so it's not like something she lingers on. You can tell there's a lot of, like, cages and pain and, you know, getting smacked, getting hit, you know, being forced to wear her stupid little sweater, her first cigarette that she had, which is like a real nice moment in her mind. Of course, it set her down the path of addiction that she's on now, but has all of these moments. And then she has the moment where you guys met and you decided to save her. Which is a real glowing moment in her. You can tell she has a lot of love for that and a lot of love. As you two are there fishing, you feel a little bit of a nibble on your line. And she squeaks, ooh, ooh.
Oh, Dee Dee, hold. I give Dee Dee the fishing rod, and I stand on the crow's nest and I dive into the water with my knife.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So you're going fishing for this knife, right? Fishing with the knife. There we go.
Yeah.
Fishing for a bitchin'.
Just roll your finesse just to see if you catch this fish.
That's a long way you're going to fall down. Or jump down, I guess.
Dive,
some might say.
I don't even remember how to
roll.
How do I roll?
I think you would
you when you open up your menu and you click on finesse, you can roll. You just roll it. And I would say, yeah, risky, standard. You guys have gotten more comfortable on the boat. Now, diving from a high point usually is not something I would recommend. But, you know, there you are also parked. The captain kind of parked the ship at one point.
Five. It's partial.
Yeah. Yeah. So you dive beneath the surface. And you see what you think, you follow the line that is in the water, and you take your blade, and then what do you do with the fish that you've caught? How do you catch it?
Well, I see that it's a hagfish, and okay. I kind of just stab it. But it's a big hagfish, you know, it's not like a small one. It's a big hagfish, so I just start stabbing at its head, or wherever the hook is in.
Yeah, so you caught this hagfish by surprise, obviously. You didn't expect a demon to come plummeting from, like, 20 feet above the surface into its face. So you stab this hagfish, but unfortunately, it is just slightly smaller than what you initially thought. You thought it was a pretty big fish, and just from the angle in the water, it's a little bit smaller. That's going to be your slight setback from this. But you come up with a, you know, not huge, but decently sized hagfish.
I just throw it on the deck and I climb back aboard.
Perfect.
Andy, I have to imagine down. you know what a hagfish is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's really ugly.
Yes, yeah, and they produce a lot of slime. So I was going to save the slime.
Okay. Yeah, so you take the hagfish below deck. Dee Dee comes crumbling, you know, scrambling down the crow's nest to follow you. And you take it into the galley where you start preparing it for dinner. Chuckles, you are not particularly happy with the conversation you just had with Patches. But as you go below deck, you head back to your old laboratory, which is just kind of like a pile of junk on the ship that you somehow managed to, like, make things out of. Yeah. And you see that, like, on your way to the laboratory, you see there's mm-hmm. Tawny sitting outside your lab. This has become his room now. Since you've upgraded to the captain's quarters and your bunk bed situation, Tawny got the next room, which is just your old dirty room.
Yeah, I mean, it's not dirty. Somebody's definitions. It's
cluttered.
Yeah. But so Tawny's living in here now.
Yes, yes, Tawny's there, and he's kind of looking not too happy. You know, he's kind of just with his head in his hands, just
he's pouting,
sitting on with his kind of he's pouting.
Oh,
he's like, hey, well,
what? You're upset too?
Well, a little bit.
Why?
Well, I really appreciate you guys, like, taking me on board. I didn't want to stay in Teach Rose, and you were really helpful back there, but now there's... Patches told me there's two interns now, and I'm still not paid.
Two interns?
Well, he keeps calling FitzClyde, the guy who runs the ship, keeps calling him an intern.
Well, it's not... I mean, he's a ghost. So, I'm not sure he's really an intern. You're the real intern. He just says intern for anyone he doesn't like, really.
So you're saying he doesn't like me?
No, yeah, he hates you. But I don't know why.
I did all that healing. I solved his gut punching vomit, and he still doesn't like me?
I've been, I would be lying if I told you I understood anything that he does. He's an interesting fellow. We're still trying to figure him out. I guess I thought that would make you feel better, but I realize it didn't. So, I don't know. I guess being an intern is not terrible, but at least you're not a ghost.
At least I'm not a ghost.
Would you rather be a ghost?
No, I would not rather be a ghost. I'd rather be, well...
What?
To be honest, I'd rather be a paid intern.
No one gets paid here. I don't get paid. I'm a cabin boy, which I also didn't choose, and it was just a thing Patches started calling me. And then I became a cabin boy, which I guess is better than an intern. Wait, so, you know, we're not paying anybody. We're not paying the ghost crew either.
How are you guys getting money for, like, food and stuff when you go ashore?
Every so often, like, I hear Squish just, you know, splashing into the water, and he comes back with all sorts of things that he cooks and cooks for us. So I guess we don't need money. I mean, we only have 8 coins somewhere. I don't even know where they're at. But, you know, I feel like we're paying you an experience.
I did get a lot of experience. You guys were pretty messed up after that fight. Yeah.
And we continually get messed up with all sorts of burns and other, you know, accidents.
I don't know. I just thought when I joined the ship, you know, you guys really made it seem like I was going to go see the world and go do stuff. And I don't know. I healed a few things, but I don't know. What do you think about in Lockport if I just... Maybe I go back to school or something.
Aren't you in school right now?
Well, it was like correspondence, but, you know, it's really slow to get mail in here. I don't know how your pigeons are getting here so fast. Mine are just taking forever.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, I guess you could probably go for a little while. We would hate to see you go. You should come back because you're useful.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Lockport. I just know they got that college there, you know.
There's a college there?
Yeah, the Society of Universal Knowledge. It's like it's supposed to be one of the biggest libraries in the world or something.
That sounds made up.
Well, I mean, everything's made up.
Man.
He's got you there.
Yeah, that's true. So how old are you now, Tony?
Philosopher.
Well, it's kind of rude to ask, but I am an adult. If that's what you're asking.
No, I'm not hitting on you. I'm just, you know, you're still fairly young. This is what the world looks like. It's mostly water. So you are seeing the world. It's just mostly water.
I know. I just, you know, since I did get a chance to heal you guys a lot when you got back from Teacher O's, since then it's just been like minor stuff. Hey, I burned my hand. You know, I got a paper cut or. You know, I blew this thing up and now my hair singed, you know, like it's just not cool. Maybe if I went back to school, I could, I don't know, maybe really do something with my life.
No, it's about time that you've learned this. Nobody ever does anything with their life. So, you can do whatever you want when we get to Lockport and we'll forget about you. And then you'll wander back into our lives and you're welcome back on the boat. And you might heal us again. Or if there's any other service you can provide for us, I'm sure we'll take advantage of it.
Reminds me of that Sopranos episode where he asked Paulie Walnuts, he's like, do you ever think anything would happen in your life? No, and it never did. So what?
So you know what, maybe you should go to school. I think we're all just getting a little bit, you know, stir crazy, cabin fever. But once you get to Lockport, I've never been there. I have no idea.
Is that a fever I can heal? Cabin fever?
No. It is incurable.
I don't know. All I heard about Lockport is a bunch of
who?
What?
Bunch of weirdos. There's like a bunch of cult stuff there, and you know, it's like run by all these like different churches and shit.
Wait, you know about Lockport?
Well, yeah, it's not that far from Duskfall.
Well, I've never left Duskfall. I didn't even really know there was anything outside of Duskfall. Then before I knew it, I was on, you know, a floating piece of trash that turned into eventually a boat. And here I am. So it's just it's a church place?
Well, it's got like a bunch of churches in it, you know, like there's like, you know, the Church of the Curious Cat, you know, it is one church and they got their own thing. And then there's like the Dominion of the Downward Dog. You know, that's another one. I don't know. They got all these like weird churches and cults there, man.
Do they have any Nelsons there? It's not those kind of cults, are there?
And Tawny gets this like really glazed expression at the mention of Nelsons. He was, you know, as well as you guys, taken captive by them. They're the ones who broke his arm and really scared the pants off of him. He's just
That was awful.
You just caused him to have a war image
shell
in his
shock.
Head. Shell
PTSD.
Shock.
PTSD. Yeah. So are there Nelsons there?
There might be. It's all sorts of weird shit there.
Maybe we should turn around. No, I don't think Patch is going to take that very well. How about we get you something to eat? That'll shut you up.
You two stumble or walk back into the galley where Wish is preparing his hagfish. Patches, are you still what are you doing?
Still up at the top of the boat at the masthead or the wheel.
Okay,
that's it.
And you're just up there.
Yep,
steering the boat.
You're steering the boat. You're not gonna have dinner with your friends. The smell of the hagfish kind of lingers.
I'm gonna ring the dinner bell.
Yeah, you hear the dinner bell ring, and you can smell the hagfish. It smells pretty good.
I call chauffeur McFly. Chauffeur Fitz Clyde. Summon him.
How do you summon him?
Hey, Fitz Clyde. Fitz Clyde.
The captain appears before you. Is there something you need?
I need you to take control of the ship for a little bit longer, you know.
Okay.
Just drive us to keep us going that way. Just that way.
Sir, you decided to go to Lockport, is that correct?
Yeah.
And so he takes the wheel, and you said point that way, and that's where you've been steering. He slowly turns it to the correct direction, which is that way. You've been just steering a little off. I didn't mean to want to tell you. I didn't want to be a seat, you know, captain, a backseat.
I slowly move the wheel back and say, go that way. And then I assume when I turn around, he just goes the right way.
Yeah, he makes another adjustment. And the ship kind of corrects course. And you go down the steps to the galley. And it's a nice scene when you walk in there. You see Patches, you see Squish. He's behind the counter, behind the desk, the table, making his dinner and preparing it for everyone. You see Dee Dee's there with him. Tawny's down there. Chuckles is there. It's Felix kind of appears beside you, and you take a look, and this is your, this is the group that you've decided to have this adventure on. And for a nice little moment, you guys are peacefully having dinner together.
Aww. Eating slimy, slimy hagfish.
I took the slime off.
You got extra slime, didn't you?
Yeah, it's in a bucket.
Oh.
Okay. Don't worry what I'm going to do with it. It smells really bad.
Okay.
Slime in a bucket. Do you guys want to take like a quick break before we go in the second half? The hagfish was heavy, and it was a good meal, and it's a nice night, and the ship is gently swaying. The three of you have gone to bed in the captain's quarters, sleeping in a bunk bed.
Have we established the order of the bunk bed?
Oh, great. Here we go. Another thing to argue about.
Do we rotate?
Does anyone have a preference for slot? We're going to say one, two, and three. One's the top, three, the bottom. Anyone have a preference?
I'll be in the middle.
I want to be in the bottom.
Top Boy.
Okay.
Wow, that was a lot simpler than I thought. So, Patches is on the top bunk.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be a whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, flashback. You guys, the night you've actually made the bunk beds and viable because you've had a few rough go of it where you went to go sit in them and the whole thing's collapsed.
That was painful.
The first night they work, you all gathered around it and you're like, all right, guys, let's figure this out. On the count of three, jump in the bed that you want. One, two, three, and you all just jump in your appropriate spots.
Excellent. Easy peasy breezy.
Cover girl. But as you're sleeping and as you're snoring, deep in your dreams, you think you hear something and can't quite put your finger on it. All three of you are going to roll resistance roll, and you're going to roll. Check my notes.
You're breaking up right when you said what we're supposed to roll.
Yeah, you're going to roll a resistance roll. I'm sorry, I'm picking it up right now.
Okay.
Your resolve. You're going to all roll a resolve resistance roll.
I'm sure I have nothing in resolve.
I forgot how to do all of this.
Can you put us into the...
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. Here, we'll
be in should be able to pick up your sheet from the character tab on the right.
Sorry, hold on. Activate.
Oh. Okay.
There you go. You all are in there.
But there's no resistance.
Resistance is... No, it's resolve. Oh. It's the top level.
Yeah, so yeah, sorry. When you're, yeah. Resolve.
You can click on it and it'll... No modifiers?
No modifiers.
I completely forgot how to do this.
So you did you get your character sheet open?
Yeah, so if you click on your character sheet, click resolve. And then click roll. No modifier.
Not for three stress. Oh boy.
This is just a base. Like this is just to start things off.
Right. That's why he succeeded. He has suffered two stress. I know it's just, but.
Yeah.
I can't find it.
What do you mean you can't find it?
I can't find what Tiger just told me to do. I can't find it.
So when you click on your character sheet and it pops up, do you see where it's resolve?
No, all I see is my picture and then you know, everything else.
Wish you have more than just your picture. So it's just your picture doesn't say your name?
No, it says my name and picture. I just don't see resolve anywhere.
Do you see stress, trauma, heritage?
Yeah.
Then you might have to scroll down where it says harm, abilities.
Yeah, I see harm and abilities where I don't see.
Okay, on the right, you'll see insight, hunt, study, survey, tinker, prowess.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you see the word resolve? One of them is resolve. Click on that. All right, well. Squish, you got the lowest, I guess.
I did.
Squish, from deep within your dreams, you hear a song. And it is not a song you have the word. And she's singing, and it lulls you out from your sleep. And as you wake up from the bottom bunk, you don't wake anyone up initially. Chuckle, Patches, you don't hear him. But Squish has gotten out of bed, and he walks from the captain's quarters, which again are like in the underlayer of the ship, up the stairs, and he is now on the top of the ship, on the main deck. And over the side, Squish, of the main deck, you can hear... You can hear three women singing in the dark. It's dark. Can't see them, but you can hear them.
And I'm kind of enthralled by it, so I'm
Yeah, it's definitely pulling you towards the edge of the ship. It's not like making you jump off or anything, but towards the sound. Once you hear the noise, the captain, Fitz Clyde, is there, manning the ship as instructed. And he goes, "Ahoy there, mate! What's got you up so late?"
Oh, and he said it froze. Oh, he's slowly coming in and out.
Okay, so it's not making me want to jump off the side or anything?
No, no, you've heard it. It's gotten your interest, attracted to it, but you're not going to physically harm yourself at that point.
Okay, well, then I tell good old Fitzy to turn the boat and go towards the sound.
Sound? What sound, sir?
There's a singing from over there.
I just hear the waves lapping on the shore. You want me to go that way?
He points to where you're pointing. The sound.
All right, sir. And he turns the boat in the direction of the music. Hi, Mel.
She can't hear you.
Nobody's ever.
Oh. What? What? They're in the middle of a scene.
It's a chef toke.
Patches, you're the first to kind of notice something's wrong, because you feel the boat, and you know deep within your seafaring soul that the boat has now shifted directions. You can feel it in your sleep. What is your next steps after you feel the ship moving?
Who adjusted the dial? Why are we moving? Why are we going our way? Squish? Chuckles? And I jump off, and I fall off the bed because I'm on the top bunk and I'm all disgruntled. Chuckles! And I wake you up.
What?
Chuckles!
I was sleeping.
We're moving the wrong way.
Yeah, we've always been moving. We're on a boat.
We're moving the wrong way. I have a sense for this kind of thing.
I'm not sure. Well, I'm going back to sleep.
Let's go double check.
Chuckles! Nah, you go double check.
I take your hat.
I roll over. I'm not wearing my hat to bed.
I don't. I thought you would. I wear all my clothes to bed.
Yeah. Because you're afraid someone's going to take them.
Whatever you wear for pajamas, you're wearing that at the moment. So you jump out of bed and you wake up, chuckle, and then you leave. Is that right?
Yeah, I kick Chuckles' bed, and I go, "All right, fine, I'll go check it out."
All right. You get to the top of the boat, and now you hear it as well. You hear something, what sounds like women in the distance. Three women, to be exact. You can make out multiple voices, and they're singing to you. And again, you don't know what the sound... You can't make out like the words or anything, but you know it's like a... lyric voice.
Like I just can't. Yeah.
And I feel like I just can't. Yeah, that's what they're singing. That's the song. And
Patches,
you see,
did you hear that?
Yeah, squishes against the side of the boat. You know, do you hear it? Yeah.
Why are we changing directions?
We gotta go to the voices.
Why do we gotta go to the voices?
Because they need help, I think, maybe.
No, those are sirens, probably. You get them around rocks and tornadoes, you know?
Tornadoes?
Chuckles, you were awoken by the ruckus that Patches made, falling off of his boat and then kicking you. Are you staying in bed?
Well, I was trying to go back to sleep.
Okay, so you lie there and you're trying to go back to sleep, but now you can hear Patches above, shouting, making his own ruckus.
I'm a loud boy.
Yeah, he's being a loud boy.
I'm yelling too, saying that we just have to go towards the voices.
All right, I'm gonna stumble stumble up the stairs and stick my head above, half asleep, and be like, "Will you guys just shut up? I'm trying to sleep."
When you go up and you shout,
do you hear them?
Hear what?
The ladies.
I hear you.
They're singing to me.
There's no lady singing. Well, can I hear it?
Yeah, so what you start saying that there's no women out there, and then all of a sudden you hear it as well. So now you all hear these voices in the distance singing.
As women?
You turn the boat around, as the boat turns towards them, briefly... Do you guys see that?
No.
Are you still in the?
Yeah, we're still in the ship for now. Or I am. I'm on the main deck.
A call in the dark, but I can't see anything.
Okay. All right. Oh my.
Do you see that now?
No, it's not a token.
Okay. Sorry.
I think I have
been so long.
Here. Did that fix it? No?
Oh, here we go. Fixed. How about that? Do you see that now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So as the boat turns, the moonlight escapes from the cloud and you see women on the rocks ahead of you. It's like some sort of outcropping, an island, but it's really rocky. And there's three women half submerged in the water, and they're singing. They're some of the women you have ever seen. Whatever your choice of woman looks like, that's what these women look like.
Was there one for each of us, or do they change?
Yeah,
depending on who's looking at
there's one for each of you, but you find yourselves all attracted to it. One of the three sirens, women in the water, who are singing to you.
See, I told you, we gotta go save them. They're drowning.
I don't think they're drowning. They're singing. You don't sing when you drown, but they do sound hot.
To get help. That's how they call, I think.
I'm gonna have everybody roll another...
Resolve roll.
Squish, because you are already under their spell, you're going to go ahead and take plus minus one.
Minus one?
Yeah, you're going to do a minus one. Since you are already kind of under.
I got a two. Hey, I shouldn't have succeeded. I think I should have failed.
Yeah, it seems like they're all saying success.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and just... I'm just going to go ahead and take... Four. So, Chuckles, you two now are starting to... The pull of the sirens. And you find yourself getting pulled towards the deck. Patches, at this point, you're the only one not completely... affected in any way. What's your next step?
I know from fishing experience that this sounds like this might be sirens, you know, like from the from the legends, that's why I'm a little suspicious, you know. And my next step is to try to walk up and take the wheel away.
You're gonna wrestle the wheel away from the captain?
Yeah, we're not going towards those ladies. I don't care how attractive their mustaches are.
Okay. Do you try talking to them first, or you're just over there and you...
No, to the ladies?
No. Do you try talking to the captain, Fitzclyde? He's at the helm.
What's to talk about? He's the chauffeur. He doesn't need... I don't need to talk to him about anything.
Okay. So, as you say that, stomping over and wrestling the wheel away... You turn it sharply, and the boat kind of like makes a quick adjustment. And doing so subtly changes the siren song. They've stopped being lulling, and all of a sudden you start hearing this like screeching, ungodly noise, and they dip beneath the water momentarily, and you lose sight of them for the moment you guys have broken from your thrall.
Hey, did you guys see where those that sexy woman went?
There were three of them. Dove deep into the water.
Like really attractive.
I agree. It was just one.
The other one had a mustache. Not my thing.
No, but don't knock until you've docked it. That's what I say.
Is that why two of them had mustaches?
No. That was an optical illusion.
Mustache.
That's not the music. I was trying to pick a good one at the last second. There you go. When you say that one of them has a mustache, all of a sudden you chick on the side of the ship, and you suddenly feel the ship is rocked to one side. The sirens, all three of them, have shown up on one side of the deck. They start kind of with their nails and their crawling their way up towards the side of the deck. As they're doing that, you see that the bottom half of their body is in fact rather disgusting. Hagfish, if you were to say.
Slimy?
Like figures. And they're screaming at you as they're climbing their way up
on
the deck.
But are they still sexy?
You know what? Oddly enough, they are. Top up, you don't seem to be bothered by them, but it's when you take a look at their ugly little legs, their slimy legs,
that you notice. I can fix her. It's fine, guys.
It's like putting a bag on, instead of putting a bag on their head, we need to put a bag on their bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, bag their bottom.
Bag the bottoms.
Yeah, I can fix them.
They are just above pulling themselves onto the shore, onto the deck of the boat.
Lads, stop them fishes from getting on the board.
Give them my number.
No.
Give them my pigeon.
Give him my pigeon. Wait, no. Then Lady High Hill will find out.
For a moment, Lady High Hill's face appears in your vision, like a glowing little, Lady High Hill.
And that completely breaks his enthrallment.
Owner. You can love more than one person.
It's the Cheater's Creed.
Yeah. And...
One of the sirens lunges for you, Squish. This is the one that you had once found very, very attractive. She still is very, very attractive. But as she reaches, because you're still kind of looking out over the side, as she reaches the side of the ship, she reaches for you and grabs a hold of the
all right, boys.
And starts pulling you towards.
Dig in.
This is the one.
And you go over the side.
I'm finally getting married.
This music doesn't seem appropriate at all. I love it.
Yeah, it's happy music because I'm getting married.
So you're just going to let her pull you over the side of the boat?
Maybe not all the way over the side of the boat, but...
Okay, she pulls you enough that your legs start to kick out from behind you, but you have enough leverage that you haven't completely flipped over. Patches, you see this. Squish, Chuckles, you see this as well. You see his legs kind of go up in the air. Chuckles, another arm is reaching up for you as well.
I walk towards it, and I look over the side. Can I look over the side without being grabbed?
You look over the side enough to keep a distance. This is the siren that you found very attractive, right. And it looks a little bit like Lady High Hill. You kind of notice, like, you know, it's kind of some of
without any of her flaws.
Yeah, you know, nice. Without her like qualities.
Right, she doesn't look like a demon. But they probably also look pretty messed up. Because she's like half
fish. Yeah, it's a weird thing because once you like start really looking at them and you look at their details, you notice that their skin is not is very kind of sallow colored. It's very like unnatural, kind of like a fish. And then of course there's the snake scaly like bottom that they have. Their hair is kind of like detorn and matted. Being in
Squish,
the water
I don't think
so
you
much.
Want these ladies.
Why not? Or,
I think they're fish. And
I don't think you want these ladies. Why not? Because they're fish.
They're kind of like those girls in the ring.
Fish are food, not friends.
Yeah, well, quit trying to. Then what are you doing? Get out of the side.
So she patches you. You hear all of this. You have a chance to the next.
What?
Do you say anything? You hear them say this.
I didn't hear what they said. You broke up when you spoke.
You hear them say you don't want to date fish.
Sorry, you broke up again. Like right when you said what you were supposed to say.
Okay.
She was just repeating what we said. That you said you don't want those women. They're fish.
Okay. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. What's going on?
Squish gets pulled into the water.
Squish, no!
He's happy now. This is what he always wanted, to become a fish.
She pulls on you,
Squish.
I just
got a big old smile on my face as I'm falling.
You're smiling. She pulls you down into the water next to her. Now, you just made a 20-foot dive from the crow's nest, so you can swim. You didn't drown. The minute you hit the water, though... how do you feel once you hit that
it
water?
Probably wakes me up a little bit because it's the middle of the night, so it's probably super cold. So I think it shocks me.
It's super cold. It's dark. You get salt water up your nose. She tries to pull you under. So she's going to try and drown you, essentially, at this point. She just keeps pulling you under. How do you want to respond?
Well, now that I've woken up and I can see how much of fish they are, I'm going to pull out in my pocket. I've got a little thing of hagfish slime that I'm going to spread on my arms and body where she's pulling on me. And that's going to make me slippery.
You have this leftover slime that you kept in your pockets, you know, from dinner. Because, of course, you don't wear pajamas in bed with whatever it is you're wearing. Right. You, in a moment of sheer panic, take this slime and just lather it all over your body. Squish, I'm going to have you probably, I would say, a finesse roll to see how well you're able to kind of cope yourself with this slime.
Right. Not good at all.
Hey, look, failure.
Is there
something about
you,
stressing myself to roll again?
No, I think it just gives you like
if you want to take one stress, you can give yourself a boost and roll again.
Okay, I will do that. Because it seems probably like something I want to pass.
Yes.
I don't know.
All right. I'll take it.
All right, so take your extra stress. You successfully managed to get enough slime out that her hand releases for a moment, and she's backed away from you because it's like that's even siren. That's slime fish hagfish slime. She backs away from you, gives you a little bit of distance, and you bob to the surface. Patches, you just saw him saw Squish go under. Any thoughts?
Man overboard. Chuckles.
That's me.
Throw the life noodle over.
Oh. Unfortunately, we were playing with the life noodle like a couple weeks ago, and we broke it, and we were hoping no one would notice.
How do you break the life noodle?
We lost it.
Flashback. Flashback. A couple of nights ago, you guys are playing out in the on the deck, and do you want to describe how you broke?
No, you have a great idea, it sounds like.
Yeah, so you guys are kind of just out on deck, and Chuckles, you're kind of bored, and you just suddenly see this perfectly circular life vest, life preserve, and you stick it over life your noodle. Body, life noodle, and you stick it completely over your body, and then as soon as you do that, you get stuck, and you panic.
Oh, God.
You know, because, like, you know, now you can't move, and yeah. you fling the whole thing. Using your massive wreck ability, you just tear yep. and break this thing apart.
Classic Chuckles.
The life preserver now is out of action.
Okay.
We thought, quick. What are the chances that we need the life noodle? So we didn't tell you.
Chuckles, do something.
I could jump in. I don't think that's a good All idea. Right. What about... Where's Dee Dee? Does she have the fishing rod?
Yeah, the fishing rods have been left in the crow's nest. Where you guys left.
Dee Dee.
Just throw me a rope.
I'll throw you a fishing rod.
We broke
rod.
The rope.
Yeah, we also broke the life rope. We broke the life rope and the life noodle. All we have is fishing rods.
And the life monkey.
And a life monkey. Who can't swim?
So what are you throwing?
Oh, I was just the gonna monkey. I was gonna cast out. Well, I was hoping Dee Dee would bring me the fishing rod they were using earlier, and I would cast that over the side and hopefully catch Squish. But if I catch a mermaid, that'd be cool too.
You catch you shout up to Dee Dee. Dee Dee's woken up by this. She sees Squish go under the water. Ah! She screams and picks up Caldor. She throws the fishing line, the fishing hook, and you give it your best cast that you've ever given it. Throw your finesse to see how well you're able to respond to Squish.
How good is your finesse?
I've got one in it, actually. Partial. Success.
Perfect. We're aiming for...
Yeah, I was just aiming in the general direction of Squish. I mean, I know there's mermaids down that way, too.
The hook lands right next to Squish. Squish, you're able to grab onto the hook. Are you going to try and reel him in, or this was just to give him a handheld?
I didn't think that far ahead. So, I mean, I do imagine these fishing lines are pretty sturdy. It's not like your, you know, regular fishing line, not Earth. Like because, like yeah, because there's fishing. Leviathans and all sorts of crap out here. So, I mean, I'm going to start reeling him in. I don't know what's going to happen when I reel him in, because he's pretty heavy, and it's... Is it stormy? No, it's calm, right?
No, it's calm. Yeah, so you go to reel him in, and yeah, it's a pretty thick line. It's like you said, it's not some thin line that's going to break and snap. It's not enough for him to. You don't have the strength to actually reel him in,
right?
But that makes you are sense. Getting him. You know, you give him something that he's not immediately going to be down.
But yeah, you can drowned. Bring me closer to the boat so I can climb up.
Yeah, but it's taut, so he's feeling it. Did it hook him? That'd be funny.
Yeah, you hooked him by his pants. Like, you can just see his underwear a little bit, and of course he's wearing classic white with red with red spots on it, you know, because that's all the captain had in his room.
Whoa, we're not sharing underwear.
No, I mean, but he's dead. He doesn't have any anymore.
Yeah, you got his ukulele, I got his underwear.
Oh, good. So you got something.
Not because he gave it to me.
Probably don't hear about it anymore.
Yeah.
No, I had to steal it. He didn't give it to me.
There are still two other sirens that have successfully way up to the top of the ship. Patches, oh, you the see ship. Them. Yeah, there's three sirens and one has been shuffling with Squish. The other two have kind of like on the same side of the ship. They're not like surrounded, but on the same side, they've managed to bring themselves almost to the point where they can jump, you know, fall over and get on the deck. Patches, you see this because you're at the wheel. You see what's going on in front.
I have anything laying around me?
You could do a survey.
Yeah, let me do a survey. Where's survey at? Survey.
What do you see that is going to help you?
Empty bottles.
Okay. You see a pile of empty bottles. Clearly someone has been enjoying here, maybe a little too much. Maybe it's been you drinking and driving a little bit. So you have empty bottles.
I start whipping them at the sirens.
Oh, okay. You're going to just chuck them.
Yeah, that's it. They're empty, okay. They're empty liquor bottles. Get off my boat!
Are you throwing them at the one that's fighting Squish, or are you just throwing them at the two that have made themselves aboard?
The one that's made them, got themselves aboard.
Okay.
So what do I throw for that?
Let me check my notes. I'm going to say skirmish.
Skirmish? Oh, sorry. Skirmish. Oh, the hell am I? Sorry, I accidentally exited out the fucking window for a second. Give me 1 second. All right.
Things go badly.
You miss wildly. You don't even come close to hitting the siren. And I'm going to say as punishment, now broke glass on the deck. So you have to be very...
I'm sorry, you broke up again. What did you say?
Sorry, let me change my settings. I don't know why I keep it's, breaking up.
Yeah, do you guys hear it or is it just me?
No, I hear it.
It's cutting in and out a little bit, but I...
I'm able to piece most of it together.
Sorry, I'm changing my voice settings, seeing if that helps.
Yeah, it's like cutting you out. Like you're like half sentences and all that. Oh, she's pissed.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Edith, my nipples are going again.
Oh, there go my nipples again, Dare Edith.
Dare Edith.
Sorry, is this better?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I turned off all the noise canceling or whatever it's supposed to be.
It's much softer.
Much softer? All right.
Let me... mm-hmm.
So soft.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so because you did had a failure on that roll, instead of hitting the siren, which you didn't do, there's now just broken glass everywhere on the deck from your failed bottle roll.
Watch your step, boys. No bare feet. No bare feet.
Squish will be fine. He's still in the water, but he did go to bed with everything that he just went to bed with his normal clothes on. I mean, I'm assuming that's his shoes. Chuckles, did you go to bed with how do you sleep, Chuckles? Do you sleep? Oh, I
sleep.
On?
No, I sleep in the buff.
Okay, so you're out there in the buff fighting these mermaids. There's now broken glass. You have Squish on the line, and you're trying to pull him back in. What's your next step?
Jeez.
Well, I would like to try to climb up the side of the ship.
Because okay. We pulled you in via the rope. So yeah. I guess I'm just watching you down there and I'm trying to help.
Yeah. But I want to try to climb up to the point where like I can reach onto the bottom of these of one of the sirens and like either pull them down or like use them to climb up.
Yeah. I think that's probably a finesse roll because you're going to climb all the way up there and you're going to hopefully pull one of these mermaids down.
Oh God.
Not good.
You start your climb, but unfortunately, because you did lather yourself with hagfish slime, you're having a hard time getting a grip, and you're actually for a moment going to kind of lose your grip. You're going to catch yourself, but you are going to take level one harm, and I'm going to say you got a splinter.
Oh, well, now penalty. I'm tough as nails, so penalties harm are one level less severe.
Okay, so you won't take harm, but I am going to say you're not going to make it all the way up the side of the... Instead of being able to make yourself... Yeah, you're going to kind of, like, still, like, only make it about halfway up. So you're a little, you know, not quite as where you want it to be. I
hope Tony's prepared for this.
Dee Dee's just been screaming her head off from this. One of the sirens has managed to pull herself above board. Now, she... You look at her and you see her top half being naked, bottom half a fish. Once she's on board, though, you hear this like sucking sound as her two legs kind of split from her fishy body, and these two kind of bony legs appear, and she's able to now walk. It is very vile to look at. They are disgusting. Ew. Bent, bony legs. Clearly she doesn't use them very often, but she does have physical legs that she can walk around in. And she's going to make a few steps towards you, Chuckles, with your fishing pole.
I'm trying to look to see if I have anything. I guess I'm in the buff, so I don't really have any... I don't have anything... Any items.
Does she step in the broken glass?
He's got no knives now.
I got no knives.
What do I do?
I was just going to charge at her, I guess.
Okay.
Naked. Is it the first time I fought someone naked?
Well,
you want to like bowl into, like just give her, like just completely try to run at her and knock her on her ass?
I'm going to give her a spear, like Roman Reigns.
Okay. My Throw girl. Your wreck. Because I imagine there's no skill.
No, I'm just launching myself at her. Partial success.
You're able to knock this siren back. Unfortunately, there was glass, so you have stepped on it.
Yeah, because I wasn't wearing
shoes.
So you
now have... You do have some glass in your shoe, but you were able to take harm to one of the sirens. The second siren now pulls herself aboard, and she's decided she's going to go towards you, Patches, towards the front of the ship. And she starts making her bony legged way towards you.
Oh, goodness. Do I have more bottles to throw?
Yeah, I'm going to say there were multiple bottles that you found.
I'm just whipping all my empties at her. Get away from me! Leave me alone!
Okay, go ahead and throw your skirmish again.
I'm throwing skirmishes. I'm whipping bottles.
Do you want to push yourself?
No.
Okay.
All right. If I can hit her with a bottle, I'll consider it a success for the day. It's like then the zombies attack and Shaun out of the Dead, and he starts throwing things at them. Oh, partial success.
Yeah, so you smack her really good, and the glass explodes. There's now more glass on deck.
More glass?
Are they walking in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I am.
Yeah, I'll say they are. They are walking in the glass. Squish, you are partially up the side of the ship. You have the other siren that's kind of following you now. What would you like to do?
I got to scramble up the rest of the way of the ship.
With your sliver.
Okay.
And get on board. So I'm going to use my knife. And I'm going to stab into like the boat to kind of like help me crawl up. So I don't slip on the...
Yeah, go ahead and do that. And you can, because you're going to use your knife, go ahead and use like a plus one for that too.
Are you just saying you have a knife handy, or is it in your loadout somewhere?
Well, I mean, it's probably not in my loadout, but okay. I had one when I went fishing earlier, but I don't have anything in my loadout.
I was just wondering if there was a place to look that I didn't know.
Because I remember I have a rifle that's like plus one something, and I don't have it in the loadout.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
So you were, I'm going to say because you had a success, not only are you able to get yourself back onto the ship, but you are also able to avoid the glass while you're doing that. So you're in a pretty good position. Chuckles, you've knocked into one of the sirens. You've bowled her over. What is your next step? She's on the ground. You are above her.
I'm going to try and choke her. I guess.
Okay. All right. In the nude, you jump on her and begin to throttle her. Go ahead and skirmish.
All right. I don't have a lot of.
You begin to throttle her. And as you do so, her face changes to Lady High Hills. And you see, as you throttle her, you know, the face of your girlfriend with, you know, dying, you know. I'm going to say this does a level one mental harm, sad feelings.
Sad feelings. Sad boy. Okay. Well, I guess I can't choke her. Maybe I can reason with her.
Maybe she can choke me.
What do you want with us, monster?
Patches, you just threw a bottle and you clonked one of the sirens in the head.
Woo! Take that, you monster. You want another one? I don't know what else to do. Just taunt it.
You have a rapier?
Use vicious mockery?
Yeah, use vicious mockery.
I know you got into a sword fight with FitzClyde.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you have a sword somewhere.
Is it close enough for me to... Can I try commanding it?
The sword?
Commanding the siren?
Yeah, command the siren. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, get off my ship, monster! Bad. Partial success.
You don't get her to go off of the ship. She doesn't jump off the ship. But she is just stunned by your audacity that you would just order her like that. That she doesn't come any closer to you. She's kind of just like, what? What? So nothing's really going to change, but she's not going to immediately attack you. Would anyone else like to attack these sirens or do something?
Yeah, I'm going to do a flashback to the weeks beforehand that we were, you know, just sailing and lounging around. And I go up to Chuckles and ask him to turn one of my rifles into something that looks like a fishing pole.
Why?
So that way I can say the fishing pole you used was actually my rifle.
Yeah, I know that's why you want to do it, but why would Squish ask Chuckles to turn his fishing pole into a rifle?
So, not to bash your idea, but that's if we start using flashbacks to turn things into weapons.
Well, I'm turning my weapon into something else.
Fair enough.
I'll say this. Rather than turn your fishing pole into the rifle, I will say that you guys have been tinkering with having harpoons on the ship. After your last run-in with the Leviathan, you guys really realized you needed extra weapons besides just shooting it. So you guys have been tinkering, and there are harpoons on the ship, which act effectively as rifles.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, I'll find one of those harpoons, and I'm going to throw it at the one that is attacking Juckles.
My wife.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. I will. Are you okay with that, Chuckles? That you've been tinkering with making harpoons.
Yeah, I could see how we outfitted the whole thing, and you know, boredom. I wasn't super against Squish's idea, other than I just wanted some kind of explanation. But if what we're saying now is like, yeah, we put harpoons everywhere because we didn't want to get caught flat footed again, and we had a lot of spare time.
Yeah. All right. I'll have you throw your tinker to see how well these harpoons have been constructed in your boredom.
Sure.
Critical Jesus success. Christ.
666.
These are nuclear harpoons.
Okay, Squish, when you can go ahead. So you guys, is somehow in your moments of boredom, you have created what is possibly one of the finest harpoons that the captain's ever seen. In fact, during your flashback, the captain leans over your shoulder and goes, "My God, man, that's brilliant."
Yeah, I made significant strides in harpoon technology.
Chuckles, you have a real genius. Patches, come see this.
Chauffeur.
So when you pick up one of these harpoons, it is hefty. It is, we're going to say it has like a bolt action style rifle in here. This thing is very well done.
Is go ahead and
give
it?
Yourself.
Yeah. So it looks like it's tearing
ass.
Yeah,
you took time to paint some flames.
That's my tearing ass. Kiss me.
Says kiss me on the bolts etched in.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and give yourself like a plus one modifier for your hunt, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Or his what?
Okay. Oh. Yeah. His hunt.
Critical success.
What do you have to do to get critical success? Is it two sixes or?
Two sixes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You said you were the one that was fighting Chuckles, right?
Yeah. Because mine didn't make it onto the boat yet, so.
Yes, that's correct. You shoot the siren, and it knocks her on her ass. She is not completely dead yet, but she has been immobilized. There's a harpoon straight through her belly that pins her to the floor, to the deck, in decking itself.
No!
Yeah, she...
I'm sad boy.
Yes, this was the one that did look like your girlfriend. So
no!
Yeah, you are a little sad.
I did it to help you.
Because you're jealous.
Sure.
Patches?
I knew it.
Juckles, quick, kick her while she's down.
No. It still looks like someone I know.
All right, how far am I from Chuckles? I'm just going to walk over and start kicking the siren. God damn it. I, like, lash the rope around. I have to do everything myself.
So you're just going to go kick the siren while she's down?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. She's pinned to the ground, so you can take a plus one on your skirmish for kicking her. Unfortunately, you did have to walk through the broken glass to reach her. You and you don't realize that until you have glass deeply in shard into your feet. plus one glass and feet.
Hard. I'm wearing shoes. I don't sleep naked. I don't sleep naked.
But you do sleep shoeless.
What?
Or it goes through your shoe.
That's true. I do wear very thin-soled shoes.
We keep telling you to buy thicker sneakers, man.
These were my captain's shoes. I was wearing them when I became the captain.
Co-captain.
Well, you know, the first time I mutinied, I was wearing these shoes. They're my lucky mutiny shoes.
Were you also wearing them when they mutinied on you?
Honestly, no. They threw them overboard because they said they stunk.
The siren that had seen, that had been trying to reach you, Patches, has seen her fellow siren get completely impaled by the harpoon. She's going to jump onto you, Squish, to try to wrestle the harpoon from you. If you'd like to resist that, that's going to be a double check. I wrote all these down. Sorry, that's going to be a prowess resistance roll. Okay. She manages to scratch you up a little bit. So take one stress, but you are going to be able to like fling her back off of you. And she's going to be kind of on the ground. Chuckles, it was hard seeing Lady High Hill strangled like that and now impaled. But since her impaling, the images on her face kind of keep flashing into like different people, not necessarily people you know, right. But just like different beautiful people. So she's a blonde, she's mm-hmm. a brunette, she's got light skin, nice. Dark skin, different colored eyes. Like clearly she's losing some element of control.
Squish, where's your gun? I'm talking to you in character. Because you're on the deck still, right?
Yeah.
So I can yell out to you. Where is your rifle?
In the crow's nest.
All right. I'm going to climb up there.
Well, Dee Dee's probably already up there.
No, she came down to bring the... Didn't she come down to bring the fishing pole?
Yeah. She came down to get the fishing pole.
All right. I'm going to start climbing up to the crow's nest. The ape's nest.
Okay. Go ahead and do your finesse. All right, well, let's hold on. Let me see your
problem. Tinker.
Tinkered his way up there.
Are you trying to be sneaky about it, or you're just going for it?
Oh, I'm just going for it.
Okay.
I'm not
trying to. Yeah, go ahead and do your finesse then.
I should have said I was sneaking. I fall off.
You crow's nest and to jump on it. And you immediately slide to the bottom and get nowhere.
Oh. We should send the monkey up there.
And I'm also going to say, because it was such a bad throw, you have now put yourself in the right More next splinters. To the other siren. The third siren has pulled herself onto the board as well. Patches?
Who's closest to me?
So you were trying to cross to get to one of the sirens when you got all the glass in your feet. So there's three sirens. One is impaled. One is next to Chuckles. And one just got thrown off from Squish. I'm going to say you're closest to the one that just got tossed by Squish.
Can I rip my shoes off and hit it with the glass embodied shoes?
Okay. Throw your skirmish.
For a glass shoe hit? Do I get any modifiers?
No. Unless you want to stress yourself.
No, I'm not going to stress myself over this. It's
Is
like,
that right?
I'm just like, almost like I've got these really long, like knee high boots that have glass in the bottom of them. I just keep missing, and she's like flopping around. It's like, it's like I'm trying to hit a fly, but it's like a really big woman.
really fish, big, fast moving
hag.
Fish fly.
Yeah. You don't hit her, and now you have the added disadvantage that whatever benefit your thin soled shoes gave you is gone. You are barefoot in the glass, so movement's going to be difficult.
I mean, I'm wearing one shoe, right?
Sure. You still have one shoe, but your movement is still difficult unless you hop.
All right. Well. Fuck.
This harpoon, is it like on a rope or is it just like
a really long bullet? No, that's kind of how the harpoons are, is that they have a rope to it. That's how you would, like, from Moby Dick, I learned that's how you, you know, control where it's going. So, yeah, it does have a rope attached to it.
All right. I would like to pull on the rope from the harpoon, whether or not it drags the siren with it or unlatches from her. I'm not sure.
Right, so the one that you dragged, I would say that when you, because these things are meant for leviathans, right? So they're not meant to be dislodged easily. I would throw your finesse. Yeah, your finesse to pull her closer. Is that what you're trying to do? Pull her closer to you?
Well, if it came out of her or if it pulled her closer, either or is fine.
It's yeah. Let's roll and see if you get a success. I'll say you can pick which one you want.
All right.
Perfect. So do you want it to, so you're, first off, as you pull the rope, it does even more damage to her. Cause this, now this harpoon, it's like being moved through her body. You can decide, do you pull her closer? Or do you pull the hook out?
I want to pull the hook out so I can reload the harpoon.
Okay. You pull the hook out of her. Blood starts shooting from now her open wound.
And then I just reload the harpoon.
Okay. Go ahead and reload it, and then patches or truffles, you want to?
Yeah, well, I see that she's injured. I'd like to try and throw her overboard.
Okay. You go to pick her up. And just like pick her and toss her.
Yeah, but more like a suplex. I want to grab her from her belly and throw her over my back overboard.
German suplex.
A German suplex. Thank you. I can never remember which one's German.
Okay. Throw your wreck, I suppose, because you're kind of just tossing her around.
Yeah. And hopefully I'm throwing her overboard.
Yeah, she goes overboard. Just disappears into the water. Here's the inky a splash black. And you hear nothing. You come back. Yeah, she just disappears to the inky black. But this has now enraged the two other sirens. So one siren, you are... had pulled herself over, had fallen over, had gotten knocked over, sorry. And then the other one is kind of near Squish. Nobody is engaged in, like, one-to-one combat yet. Patches?
Sorry, what's the situation?
Sorry. The situation is you've got glass in your feet, and there are two sirens left to go.
What's the captain doing? What's Fitzclyde doing?
Fitzclyde, once you left the ship or the helm, he's kind of been hovering by it. He hasn't said or done anything.
Can I command him to do things?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey. Because
you've been so nice to him so far.
Oh no, I'm his boss now. Where I'm the captain now, as they say in a Tom Hanks film that isn't Disney. Oh, you did put glass in feet. Fuck off. I command him to go throw one of the sirens off the boat. So
yeah, roll your command. Because you've kind of been a little mean to the captain, he's not able to completely chuck her overboard. What I will say, though, is that the one siren that's already taken damage, and I'm going to say that's the siren that was closest to you, Patches, he pushes her and pushes her further back. So she's not able to attack anyone, and she takes a little bit of harm, but she isn't overboard, which you hoped. You just see him fly kind of like a comet, just and fall into the siren and pushing her back. But the siren is strong. She's got fish strength and is able to repel him from entirely knocking her over.
Death from overboard.
I'm trying, sir. She's got fish strength.
You're a captain of the sea. You're supposed to be stronger than a fish.
But I have a love for the fish.
Didn't he has some kind of crazy story where he made love to a fish, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, don't bring that up. Maybe it's his ex-girlfriend. Okay, you have been reloading the harpoon, Squish.
Yeah. That I'm going to shoot.
So the one that's taken damage, I should say, is the one closer to Patches, the one he just tried to shove overboard. The one without damage is the one closer to you.
Alright. I'm going to shoot the one that's closest to Patches, mostly because I just want to shoot the captain again.
Okay.
Well, it'll go right through him. It's not going to hurt him.
Yeah. Go ahead and throw your hunt. And I'll say you have a +1 modifier this time because the harpoon has already killed one person, so it's probably taken a little bit of damage. It's not as clean as it was before. It's not as well oiled.
Okay. So no additional one then?
Just one modifier. Okay. +1.
Okay. It does it.
You shoot this harpoon and it goes straight through the captain. And as if he could feel it, he does a, you know, as it hits him, and then it hits the siren instead and has impaled her to the side of the ship. The other siren, who has taken no damage, lunges towards you and tries to grapple the harpoon out of your hand. Captain Patches or Chuckles, you want to jump in?
So I'd like to grab the harpoon that's sticking out of her and like shake it around, you know, like twisting a knife, just like,
okay.
And, just making a hole bigger.
Okay. Yeah. Wreck that harpy.
Wreck that hole.
Hey, it's a family show.
Oh yeah. I forgot.
You are able to, in your rang jangling, really rip open a hole there, and intestines and other things start to slide out. Patches, you are.
Sorry, I'm having a blank.
Well, you do have the rest of the ghost crew on board.
Are we in charge of them?
Kinda. Yeah, you are in charge of the captain, who is in charge of them.
Why don't we just have them get rid of these guys? We have like a million of the ghost crew.
That's a really good question.
Hey, it's Clyde. Where are the rest of the ghosts down here? I just realized we have a whole crew.
They prefer not to make themselves visible to strangers, sir, but do you have a command for us, or?
Yeah, kick these sirens off our boat.
Okay, throw your command.
You know, we got to talk about, your management skills here, Fitz Clyde.
do again to your less than
your management attitude. Skills.
The ghostly crew appears. It's not as many as you expect. So the ghostly crew varies in varies in size from you know several dozen to like three or four at a time. About four show up, fade into, or you know, appear in existence, and they kind of like look at each other, and then they look at the captain, Fitzclyde, and they make you can hear them or see them, I rather, speaking to each other, and he's like pointing and commanding, and they kind of look at each other and just like shrug, and they go to the siren that's not currently harpooned, the one that is trying to grapple Squish. And they hold on to her and try to hold her back. So she's not going to immediately engage you in a fight, Squish. But she also isn't going to, like, they're not going to be able to toss her overboard either.
Okay.
So there's one siren pinned to the ground, and the other is being held back by the ghost crew. Weakly, I should say. So.
Can I wreck the harpoon out?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of what I did last time, but the first time I was just mashing it around in there, and then I want to just... Because you did say it's hard to pull out because they're for Leviathan, but I imagine I got the hole so big that I could just force it out, and then she's just going to be completely hollow.
Yeah, you can absolutely do that. It's one of those things where it's like, it's hard for whoever is harpooned to self-remove the harpoon. It's not in you, so you can pull it out of her. It's more of a leverage sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be good for her, I imagine.
No.
To have it pulled out. Not. I rolled a wreck.
Yeah, you pull the harpoon out. You pull the harpoon out, and you see there's a massive hole where her guts used to be.
Oh.
And she is dead on the deck, just bleeding out.
Oh, gross. I'm sure we lost track. Does it look like anything to anyone else? Like the one looked like my person?
Yeah. So, Patches, what does your ideal woman look like? No pressure.
My ideal woman?
Yeah, Patches' ideal woman.
There's a mustache that's been established.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She does have a mustache.
Yeah, a mustache downstairs.
Oh, this is a family show.
It's a family picture.
A mustache. You know, I like strong, self-assured women that are at the top of their field, you know, the Steffi Swoops, the, what?
Linda Carpenter.
Linda Carpenter, you know, self-assured women that are really strong.
So that's
so as and, the siren and, dies.
And confidence that's stunning.
So as this confident, stunning siren dies, she says, "Oh, if only my self-assuredness had saved me. If only my confidence had lifted me up."
I'll be honest with you; you almost had me there. But you know what it was? It was your legs.
The fish legs.
All right.
Legs weren't doing it for me.
So there is one siren left that is currently being held by the ghost crew. She is on one side of the ship with Chuckles. With Squish. There is a layer of glass on the ground. And then on the other side was Chuckles, who's just unharpooned his siren, and Patches as well, who is trying to command the ship. So there's a little bit of gap. There's glass in between is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, Squish, how do you respond?
I'm going to climb up the crow's nest to get my rifle.
Oh, my God, you're going from the top rope?
Yeah. If I had wreck, I would jump off the ropes onto her, but I don't have any wreck.
Oh, man, you do not.
No. So I just want to go up there and get my rifle and then aim it at her.
Okay, so we said that was a finesse roll with Chuckles, so we'll do the same here. That'll be finesse.
You don't have zero in finesse.
No. It's a partial success.
Splinter.
Yeah, so you're able to get up to the crow's nest. However, you kind of like, it's one of those situations where you're not quite able to both shoot and get up there at the same time. So you're up at the top, but now you're looking for your rifle. You know, Dee's probably misplaced it somewhere because, you know, of course she did.
Probably loaded it with cigarettes.
Yeah. The siren isn't going to, she's not going to be able to break free from the gross crew, but they're also not doing, like, the best of job holding her back. So she is lunging forward, trying to get to both Patches and to Chuckles.
What do I have? I mean, I can just launch myself at her again like I've been doing all the other ones. Like a human...
The human cannonball, sure.
Yeah, basically. Okay, well, okay. I can roll into her like a tag team match when the tag team partner, like, somersaults into her because she's being held by the other ghost crew.
Yeah, go ahead. Roll your rack.
Plus one dice because you're naked.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
So you nice. Launch yourself into the air to break into this, to somersault into this woman. You are able to hit her, and you get a good kick in. But now you realize you are closer to her. She can start fighting you because the impact of your hit has dislodged her from the ghost crew.
Oh yeah, that was a oversight. Hmm. On my part.
Okay. Yeah. So you've made it to the top of the crow's nest.
Shooter.
Yeah.
Shooter, Elizabeth.
Hunt. And you get plus one for your rifle, right?
I believe that's what it was. Was I get one die?
Yeah. You're like a sharpshooter. I think that's what the ability is. Awesome. Where do you shoot at her? Like, where do you hit her?
I'm gonna hit those bony little legs.
Okay, you hit her bony little legs, and she's brought to one knee.
Perfect. Chuckles like.
Oh, and then I'm gonna punch her.
You're short, yeah. So.
All right, I'm gonna give her a
or whatever you want. She
yeah. She's a judo chop.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say I know how to judo chop, but I don't you're quite recall that story either. No.
Yeah, your nut punch has evolved into a judo chop, which is more effective towards more genders. So, yeah, go ahead and judo smart. Chopper.
What was that? Is that wreck?
That was probably wreck.
Or a skirmish?
Because the nut punching was definitely wreck.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
That's not a good roll. That's a failure.
You've kind of been out of practice, and you go to nut punch her instead of your judo chop. Of course, being a female, she does not have genitals to punch. And instead, you're going to end up on the floor next to her. Let's see. Yeah. Where you're at right now with you're gonna take level two harm at this point. More glass everywhere.
Glass in your butt.
Glass in your butt.
Craig.
Patches. You have seen this sad display from across the ship.
After seeing that pitiful attempt,
it was a good attempt.
Pitiful outcome. Of
yes, thank
okay
you.
Okay, attempt.
Thank you.
Is there anything else in the crow's nest that I can find? Something heavy, like a cannonball for some weird reason?
Maybe. What about Dee Dee? Don't forget about Dee Dee. I mean, Dee Dee's not up there anymore, but you do have a mind link with Dee Dee.
Yeah, I know.
Just trying to give you some ideas.
I think I want to try to drop something on her.
Okay, go do a survey to see if you see anything.
I'm just trying to think of what we would keep up there. I was going to say anchor, but that doesn't make any sense at all.
No, that's why I was like a cannonball, but why would a cannonball
be? Oh, I have an idea.
But it's also DD.
Could you, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, like, is there like a rope or something I could yell up to you and be like, oh, if you pull on this rope, it would dislodge some kind of like log and the log would swing down? Not a log, but like a part of the boat. Like maybe a sail.
So part of the, like, you know, you've been bored for so long that you have just kind of, in a Fred Jones from Scooby-Doo sort of way, just developed a series of odd traps on the ship.
Is that a thing Fred from Scooby-Doo does? Wait, who's Fred Jones?
Yeah.
He does traps. One of the,
he does?
Yeah, he does traps. Yeah. It becomes a running thing in some of the earlier series. Oh. But yeah, so you have devised kind of like a swinging log trap. That you suddenly remember and you shout up to Chuckles, pull that rope, pull the third rope from the left.
Yeah. I yank on it.
You're going to yank on it. I'm going to, again, have you throw your tinker, Chuckles, to see how well this is constructed.
It's going to be constructed really good. Don't you worry. Partially good.
Yeah. So it's definitely going to, like, throw and knock her. It works well in the fact that it, like, throws and knocks her back. But it is a one-use sort of thing because now there's nothing that can be done.
That makes sense.
Patches, you hear from your corner, you hear Neelix kind of saying, is everything all right there, sir?
So Neelix came out of the bottle.
Yeah, so Neelix, out of the blue, like a comet, comes out. He is able to... So the siren has fallen from the log trap. And with your success, he is able to just kind of, like, disappears into the body of the siren. And his ghostly presence kind of just, like, forces her back even more. And from being shot and harpooned and so forth... she falls over the edge of the boat into the water below. And,
wait, what is Neelix doing? He goes inside of her?
Yeah, he basically, like, possesses her for a second and, like, the ghostly shock of it. Imagine, like, a ghostly, you know, presence inside your body forces her to stumble backwards overboard where she falls into the water below. And you don't hear anything. You don't hear her coming back up for air. You don't hear her climbing aboard the boat. She just
Do we hear a splash of her going into the water?
Yes, you do hear a splash. Okay. And then as the, you know, dust settles and silence kind of comes back over the boat, the three of you look at each other and silently and without any words decide to go back to bed and deal with your problems tomorrow.
We just look at each other, just shuffle back to bed. Wordlessly.
Just shuffle back to bed. Should never have gotten up in the first place.
Hail the Junk Fort Boys, in the night they roam at peck, solving woes with fire and explode. With a clash and a crash and a twist of fate, explosions mark the hours, never late. Never late.
I'm back, and I'm wearing gray frock.
What?
Turns out Paul's going to be the most important member of our gang. Paul, something, something, Paul.